Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, the story is Security Events Roundup. This is from Healthcare IT Security News. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a channel dedicated to keeping Health IT staff current and engaged. You may not have time to listen to every show that we put out on This Week in Health IT, but we developed clip notes to keep you informed. It's an email that goes out 24 hours after each show airs on the channel with a summary, bullet points, and 2 to 4 short video clips. You can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Just click on the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner. Or better yet, have your team subscribe and start discussions around these topics. All right, here's today's story. This week's breach roundup from healthcareitsecuritynews.com. And there's really a lot going on. Let's see. First of all, Scripps Health in San Diego was hit by a ransomware attack over the weekend, forcing the health system into EHR downtime. Some critical care patients were diverted, and online patient portal has been taken offline, according to local news outlet San Diego Union Tribune. Monday appointments were also postponed due to the cyber attack, which disrupted operations at 2 of Scripps' 4 main hospitals and backup servers that reside in Arizona. Providers and other clinicians are leveraging paper records as telemetry has been impacted at most care sites. Access to medical imaging also appears to be down. Reports say all 4 hospitals in Encinitas, La Jolla, San Diego, and Chula Vista were placed on emergency care diversion for stroke and heart attack patients who were diverted to other medical centers when possible. All trauma patients were also diverted. The Scripps website was also down at the time of publication. Outpatient urgent care centers, Scripps Health Express locations, and emergency departments remain open and are accepting patients. Law enforcement and appropriate government agencies have been notified. This piece will be updated as more information becomes available. All right, that's the first one. Second one, PA Health Department contact tracing data leaked by third-party vendor error. The data of 72,000 individuals who used the Pennsylvania Health Department's contact tracing app was exposed after a third-party error. The vendor Insights Global was contracted by the state health department for contact tracing services. For now, it appears the compromised data included the names of individuals who were potentially exposed to COVID-19, positive or negative test results, any experienced symptoms, household members, and some contact information for those with specific social support service needs. All right, Wyoming Health Department employee error exposes data of 164,000 patients. On March 10th, officials discovered that an employee unintentionally uploaded 53 files containing COVID-19 and influenza test result data and one file containing breath alcohol test results to private and public GitHub storage data repositories. The incident resulted in data being made available to those without authorization and began as early as November 5th of 2020. Next one, health center partners added to net gain victims. The data of 293,000 health center partners of Southern California patients was compromised during a ransomware attack on NetGain technology in September of 2020. HCP supports community health centers with a variety of services. NetGain notified HCP that an attacker gained access to the vendor environment between October 22nd and December 3rd, 2020. During that time, the actor stole a trove of patient data, including patient information belonging to HCP. NetGain paid the ransom in exchange for the assurance that the hacker will delete all copies of the data and that it will not publish, sell, or otherwise disclose the data. The vendor has continued to monitor dark web channels to ensure that data has not been disclosed. So far, the attackers have upheld the agreement. However, it is important to note that Coveware has routinely stressed that victims should not pay the attackers as they more often than not cannot be trusted. Go figure. HME specialists email hack impacts 153,000 patients. New Mexico-based HME specialists recently notified 153,000 patients their data was potentially compromised after a hack of several employee email accounts. Phishing attack on River Springs Health. The data of roughly 31,000 patients of River Springs Health in New York was recently compromised after a successful phishing attack on one employee email account in September of 2020. MailMyPrescriptions.com email hack impacts 31,000 individuals. An email hack of pharmaceutical company MailMyPrescriptions.com potentially compromised the data of 31,000 individuals. That's about all of them in that story. What's my so what on this? My so what is pretty straightforward, and it might be a little alarming, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Right now, we are under attack. There are cyber carriers parked off of each coast and in the Gulf of Mexico. They are launching attacks daily, hourly, constantly on health systems across the country. It used to be they wanted to steal the data, but now they move to flat out extortion. Give us the money or we will destroy the data. All of it. Several health systems have experienced the full force of these attacks. They have lost medical records, images, and all supporting health data. Again, all of it gone forever. This is not a game. We are at war, except we don't fight back. We are in a constant defensive position. The attacks keep coming, and we have to defend. One mistake, and they gain a foothold. Two mistakes, and they get embedded. Any more than that, and you're the next headline. What can you do? Ask yourself beyond the normal platitudes of, I have a great team. Do you have a team that you would go into battle with? Do you trust them to protect your health system's data, your community's data, your family's data? This is not a time to play manager. This is a time to be a leader. Do you have the team that can defend the health system from seasoned cyber criminals? If not, stop playing around and get help. Know when you are outmatched and call for reinforcements. All of the large health systems have consultants in this area. All of them. Change your perspective on this. Start with this premise. They are already inside your network. Now find them. Know that the best defense is architecture before they attack. Have you protected the crown jewels of your health system? You know, it's one thing to get into the network. It's quite another to exfiltrate data. It's quite another to destroy the data with no means to restore it. This starts with design. Create the firewalls between systems, between data, between live and protected copies. I used to hate cyber speeches like this one. I thought they were overzealous ex-special ops wannabes that wanted to scare us into action. These people feel like a nuisance during a perceived peacetime, but they are often the ones that see what we don't see and sound the alarm well before we heed their warnings. It's time. We are at war. It's time to act like it. That's all for today. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders, VMware, Hillrom, Starbridge Advisors, McAfee, and Aruba Networks. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.